You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps. As a part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, The Vietnam War, Telling the Pennsylvania Story, we're bringing you oral history interviews with Vietnam veterans. Today, Don Gougherty and George Montgomery talk about their time in the Vietnam War and their experiences with Agent Orange.
So, John, how old were you when you went in the military?
I was drafted in 1966. I was 19 years old. At the time, I was the sole support of my mother. I could have probably gotten a deferment, but I decided to go into the service. Two of my brothers and my father actually served in World War II together, and I thought, well, I might as well do my tour of duty.
So in my case, I got assigned to 1st Battalion, 35th Infantry Delta Company. It was the last fire base out, what we called down the Buffalo Trail. I seen my first B-52 airstrike from there. And then we seen Spooky working out at night with the minigun.
That's
you know,
wild.
And we're like, boy, whoever's down there, man, they're not having fun there on the ground,
right,
dodging them.
I never saw that.
And Agent Orange, I seen it sprayed. I didn't know at the time it was Agent Orange. That stuff is everywhere. You come into places and everything looks like it's dead, and that's what it is, Agent Orange.
I know my experience with Agent Orange over there. We were going into Boiloy Woods, I believe it was, and on patrol, and all the vegetation was all kind of like wilted and slimy, and I'm there and I'm touching it and smelling it. What is this stuff? And
yeah.
I didn't realize anything what it was. I didn't know anything about Agent Orange or spraying to kill vegetation or anything like that. I just wondered what the hell was this. And never did find out.
But too many of our friends over the years, we know that's what has taken their life.
Yes, a lot of them have passed on because of the Agent Orange. The only way I was affected with by the Agent Orange is I become type 2 diabetic not long after I got out of the service.
Yeah, it's always been strange.
At that time, they didn't say it was Agent Orange or anything that caused it. Not until years later when they finally gave me 20% compensation for the diabetes. I know my brother Ray, he was in the Trang, Vietnam, and they sprayed the perimeter out there a lot with the Agent Orange. I know when he came home, he had a real bad skin disorder where his back would break out and all these sores and everything. And they would not admit that it was from the Agent Orange. They just tried to say, well, it may have been this, may have been that. Could be hereditary. They wouldn't say that it was Agent Orange.
Yeah.
But he ended up with ischemic heart disease, and also he had oral cancer at one time. So it eventually killed him.
John Gougherty and George Montgomery talk about their time in the Vietnam War. The 10-part documentary, The Vietnam War, by Ken Burns, is currently airing on WPSU-TV. And the WPSU television documentary, A Time to Heal, on the Vietnam War experience from a Pennsylvania perspective, airs November 12th at noon. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.
This story is part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, The Vietnam War, Telling the Pennsylvania Story. Major funding comes from Zippo Manufacturing, with additional support from Tom and Sarah Songer. Learn more at WPSU.org/A Time to Heal.